AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Hawaii is in for strong winds and heavy surf as Hurricane Ignacio swirls through the Pacific. Tom Evans at the Pacific Hurricane Center says the conditions could be life-threatening.
Not only surfers not to be out there, but people to be away from the shoreline. The breakers that we get onto the shore, we're looking at 15 to 20 feet.
Hawaii's governor has already signed an emergency proclamation anticipating the storm. In Florida, there continue to be concerns about flooding from what's left of Tropical Storm Erica.
The areas that are, normally vulnerable to higher than normal astronomical tides, those areas, you know, which are, of course, are near the coast, those areas actually missed out on the heaviest rain. So in some ways, so that definitely was a good thing.
Meanwhile, on the island of Dominica, volunteers helped to carry food, water, and clothing to dozens of people who've been isolated for up to 3 days because of that storm. GOP presidential candidate Scott Walker says he wants to make sure America's borders are secure. Among the ideas he would consider is a wall on the northern border of the U.S.
People have asked us about that in New Hampshire. They raised some very legitimate concerns, including some law enforcement folks that brought that up to me at one of our town hall meetings about a week and a half ago. So that is a legitimate issue for us to look at.
He made his comment in an interview for NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is warning that thinking his opposition to war would prevent him from using military force if it became necessary.
Using our military is an option, obviously, that we will always have under certain circumstances, but it is the last option.
He was on ABC's This Week. A memorial is getting underway in Roanoke, Virginia, for the two TV journalists who were killed by a gunman earlier this week. As that community mourns the death of the two journalists, the other victim in the shooting, Vicki Gardner, continues to recover from gunshot wounds. This is AP Radio News. After a breather this weekend, investors will be back at it tomorrow looking for some sign the markets will be settling down. A key factor this coming week will be the jobs report to be released on Friday. Economist Mark Zandi says a solid report will help out the markets.
As long as that continues, and every sign is that it will, the stock market will, may not go up in a straight line, but it'll find a bottom and produce gains for those who invested it over the longer run.
This weekend at an economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a top official hinted the jobs report will also play a role in whether interest rates will be raised at the Fed's September meeting. A fan died after falling from the upper deck into the lower level stands at Turner Field last night during a game between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees. The game was not delayed while medical personnel treated that man for about 10 minutes. President Obama is heading out tomorrow for a 3-day visit to Alaska. He will be attending a State Department climate change conference there. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.